You've recently written a poem called Things Can Only Get Worse, which is sort of contemplates...
Yeah, things are going to get worse, yeah.
That's so, in contemplation of old age,
that's
really.
That's right. Yeah. What do you mean, contemplation? Yeah. it's experience.
Oh, all right. Now, come that's on, right. you're still a relatively young man. well, relatively. so you had a big success in the 70s and 80s, but then you had a sort of down period as far as writing is concerned, not assisted by an addiction to heroin.
Yeah, that was in the 80s also. You know, anything that was anything to do with punk was right out of order. If you think about, you know, the early 80s, you know, there was only really Adamant that was had anything to do with punk. You know, it was all a conspicuous consumption and things like that. And that whole DIY thing, you know, looks a bit kind of... cheap or something, cheapo.
You didn't ever think of changing your haircut, John? Which is
no, this has stayed constant. It's true.
Stand true to your roots.
Damage limitation.
Yeah.
You should see me with a normal haircut.
I can't imagine.
I look like the kind of guy whose obituary might end with the line, before turning the gun upon himself.
Well, before you turn the gun on yourself there, thank you very much for joining us. So we can see you on BBC Four or in John Cooper Clarke in Punk Britannia. And but you're also performing here, there, and everywhere at the moment.
I got once a night in Utoxeter.
Utoxeter.
Yeah, not Utopia. Yeah. Not to be confused with.
they're very similar.
Get real.
They're on the.
You're living in Utoxeter.
Yeah.
Get real.
They're on the same branch line. But anyway, thank you very much, John Cooper Clarke.